Morning. All right, questions.
Is there anything besides a victory that you're looking to see from the team this week?
No.
Like, how much will it at all, will the relationship between Sam and Pat Shurmur kind of weigh into the decision whether or not you want to keep them around as offensive coordinator next year?
I don't know, man. My plan is that what I'm going to do is sit down, take a few days. I mean, I'm going to work, but I'm going to sit down, take a few days, kind of refresh everything in my mind, and I'll make all kinds of decisions and evaluate a lot of different things. But I'm not going to worry about it right now. I don't want to make any rash decisions on anything. I don't want to linger from, you know, whatever happened Sunday or in the past Sunday or the season. You know, I want to take a fresh, new look at everything.
Obviously, there are some things that the offense can improve, but what did you see from Pat that you liked about the offense?
Well, the statistics since he's taken over, you know, a lot better. Number one, I mean, I keep a list of statistics from, you know, when he started and, you know, prior to that, and, you know, most every area has improved.
How much of
that? That's what you're asking. I don't know.
How much of that is his influence versus matchups or players executing better?
Well, right now I don't really look at it. I mean, you know, I'm going to go back through every game, everything. I mean, there's so many things at the end of the season that I'm going to. I mean, I've got a long laundry list, I guess it is.
To assess things, so just given the amount of injuries you've had and all the changes, with especially on the offensive side of the ball.
No. I mean, everybody has injuries, and I get it. So, does it make it a little more difficult? Maybe, but you know, my feeling is that part about coaching is finding ways to do things and finding, you know, ways to overcome your deficiencies and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
what has been your biggest disappointment with the way things have gone since week 5?
Our record. yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of things I have to look at from there to, you know, after the bye week, what happened, you know, Thursday night games, Sunday night games, Saturday games, you know, the week after those games, you know, there's a lot of different things. I mean, I'm going to look at a lot of stuff. So, but, you know, I'm not looking for excuses, but a year ago we were 4-2 in games decided by 6 points or less, and this year we're 2-4. So, you know, it's things like that, you know, we're heading ball games at the end and we didn't win. Fourth quarter we're heading games, whereas a year ago that's what we did. And that's the difference in all the teams. And, you know, Shug and I were talking this morning, you look at the teams, you know, that were in the Super Bowl last year or NFC Championship game or whoever, and, you know, and they've had disappointing years as well. But the teams that maintain and sustain their, you know, the things that they've done, you know, those are the teams that I have to look at even more and find out why they're sustaining good things as opposed to what we did this year.
Was there concern after the, you know, the loss in Chicago a couple months ago that things could potentially turn? I mean, was that something you thought of at this point after you lost a couple games that things might be turning this way?
No. I didn't know. I mean, you know, there's always during the season there's going to be highs and lows and things like that. But that I think we'd be 2-8 after or whatever it is after the Chicago game. No. Now, I really don't think the team lost confidence. Now, I didn't lose confidence, but I think you know, we didn't. You know, our penalties were up this year. Pre-snap penalties were up, especially. Offensive penalties were up this year. So, you know, there's a lot of things to evaluate and try to figure out why. Home penalties were up this year, although we had more penalties at home the last 2 years than we did on the road. So I don't know. You know, those are all things that after the season that I'll evaluate.
Field advantage been what you hoped it would be?
Well, I think our fans are great, and I think the stadium's unbelievable. But we haven't won enough games. So, you know, to make it home field advantage, you have to win.
Sam arrived with some questions, but are you pleased with the way that Sam Bradford has played this season?
Yeah, you know, I think, honestly, if you sat back and looked at all the things, you know, being traded and trying to learn a new system, having a new coach, having to learn teammates, all these things that he's had to deal with, you know, injuries on offense, I thought he's done an unbelievable job. You know, he's got a chance to break a NFL record for completion percentage. His quarterback rating is the highest it's been in his career. You know, maybe this is the best year he's ever had. So, I mean, if you put all those together and look at the things that he's had to deal with, I think he's been amazing.
He's still up in the air, but do you think a player can be better in a second year in a system around the teammates? You mentioned just getting here as late as he did. Do you think it could help him to have been here a year already?
Well, I think, and I'm not specifically talking about him, but I think when you bring a free agent in, which basically that's what he was, you know, and he was brought in very late, obviously, but when you bring a free agent in, typically they're a lot better their second year than the first year. And, you know, you can go through a lot of the guys we have on this team that were free agents, and in their second year they played much, much better than they did the first year because they get more comfortable in the system. They understand things more. They understand how we do things. You know, so I think, you know, in his case, yes.
How has he done kind of becoming the voice that the players hear in the huddle and taking that leadership mantle after coming in so late?
Yeah, I don't think he's pushed it at all. I think Sam just tries to be himself, which is fine with me. And, you know, you can be a rah-rah guy and not perform, or, you know, guys don't listen to you. I mean, it's just, you know, being a leader, there's a lot of different ways to be a leader, and, you know, I'm fine with the way that he does it.
What stood out to you with the receiving corps this year?
I don't know. That'll be another evaluation thing at the end of the year.
So you've got a couple guys that have a chance to get 1,000 yards. Is that something that you might push for a little bit more in this game, given?
I'm not into individual awards. That's not, you know, I was talking to somebody today. They asked me about Danelle Hunter, and, you know, everything we do is about the team. So, you know, his sacks, a lot of them are based because Everson Griffin had good rushes and allowed him to make plays, or Tom Johnson or B-Rob. You know, Everson's sack total's down a little bit. Last year it was up a little bit. You know, I know everybody wants to get individual sacks because individual awards because they get, you know, more recognition and all that kind of thing. But that's not what we're about here. We're about the team. If they get 1,000 yards, pat them on the back, yay, great. You know, you should thank the quarterback or the offensive line or, you know, somebody, a tight end, for helping you or whatever.
Is what Thielen's been able to do this year, then?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that's another evaluation thing. Adam's a good player, and he plays hard and makes plays, and, you know, he's very competitive. So, you know, I have high expectations for everybody. So I don't – my –
This might be another evaluation, but what do you think
– Are we talking about the Bears today or anything, or what? Go ahead.
What has enabled Kyle Rudolph to have the season he's had, arguably his best season?
Well, he stayed healthy. And so I think that's part of it, you know. I think Kyle, when he stayed healthy throughout his career has had good seasons.
Mike, you
time
said
for two more.
You said after the game that you didn't plan to use this game as an opportunity to see younger players. Is that still your thinking?
Yeah. What did he just ask me?
At the start, you said you just want to win.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Any more? Thank you.